Story crafting experience. Your story. As we have learned, the gospel is the greatest news in all of history. It can be summed up with a simple scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Learning and quoting this scripture is helpful, but we also need to see this truth lived out in people's lives. Hearing how the love of God has changed a person's life through a relationship with Jesus Christ illustrates the impact of the gospel. Make sure, though, that the gospel is the center of your story, and our response to it is just the support. In this project, we want to better equip you to understand the gospel and the influence it has had on you so that you can share it effectively with others. Since we have spent the week learning about the message of the gospel, here, you will have space to reflect on your response to it. Our gospel story. Below is an outline of the gospel message with questions for you to consider. On the following pages, write out your responses. 1. God the Creator. A. What view of God did you grow up with? B. What do you now know about God the Creator? C. How and why has that changed? D. Choose a scripture that describes God as the Creator. 2. Mankind the Sinner. A. What do you know about the sinfulness of mankind? B. When did you realize that you were a sinner separated from God? C. What did understanding that condition cause you to do? D. Choose a scripture that describes mankind's sinfulness. 3. Jesus the Savior. A. What do you know about Jesus the Savior? B. How did you learn about Jesus being the Savior? C. How did that impact your thoughts and actions? D. Choose a scripture that describes Jesus the Savior. 4. Our response? Faith and repentance. A. How did you respond to the gospel? Were faith and repentance part of your response? B. Has your response to Christ changed your life? How? C. What does someone hearing the gospel need to do? D. Choose a scripture that shows we need to make a response. Write out your response to the above questions. This next portion of the story crafting experience has two assignments. The first assignment is for those who are still searching and have not fully committed to follow Jesus. Then, the second assignment is for those who have already made a definite commitment. This assignment may take a couple of weeks to complete. Assignment 1 for those not ready to commit. For this story, start with simply writing out the 4 points of the gospel. Tell where you are struggling to accept a certain point, and maybe why you're struggling. Interweave each point into the next point, so it will flow easily when you share. Use scripture where it is helpful to clarify the gospel. Assignment 2, for those who have already committed. For this story, write out your testimony mixed with the gospel. Connect and interweave each point to the next point, so it will flow easily when you share. Use scripture where it is helpful to clarify a gospel point. Remember to tell how God changed your life, but don't forget to share the life-saving gospel. Make sure to conclude with a question, asking how they felt about what you shared and if they would like to know more. A testimony is very powerful, but the truth is that your story will not save anyone. The gospel will. As John the Baptist might say, our story must decrease so God's story can increase. Before you start this second assignment, see how Paul interwove all 4 points of the gospel into his testimony. Notice in the scripture below, Acts 26:9-23, Paul did not need to specifically define God since Festus and King Agrippa already knew about God the Creator. You can also read Acts 14:14-18 or 17:22-28 to see Paul's other testimonies where he began with God the Creator. Paul's story introducing mankind the sinner, verses 9-11. I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the Lord's people in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. I was so obsessed with persecuting them that I even hunted them down in foreign cities. Paul's conversion, introducing Jesus the Savior, verses 12 to 18. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the Lord replied. "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Paul's response, faith and repentance, verses 19 to 23. "So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and then to the Gentiles. I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds. That is why some Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me. But God has helped me to this very day. So I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Messiah would suffer and, as the first to rise from the dead, would bring the message of light to his own people and to the Gentiles." That was Paul's story interwoven with the gospel. Now it's your turn to write your gospel story. Remember, the gospel needs to be the main point, and you need to give people an opportunity to respond after you share. Ask God to guide you as you write this final part of today's lesson. Here's a checklist for you to refer to as you write your story. Did I share all 4 points of the gospel? How well did I weave my story in? Could I do better? Did I use at least 2 scriptures or at least refer to 2 scriptures? Did I end with an opportunity for someone to respond? Can I share my gospel story in 5 minutes or less? Every day this coming week, practice telling your gospel story out loud and by yourself. Then share it with a friend and let your group know how it went. Moving from speaking your testimony out loud and by yourself to speaking it out loud to an actual person will make it easier to share when God gives you the opportunity.